News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's fine.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Rich Dennison. President Trump says he thinks a deal with China on trade issues is just a few weeks away.
I think it'll be great for the United States. I think it's going to be hopefully really good for China, too. It's going to be good for everybody.
The president says it could be the biggest deal ever made. Chicago law enforcement officials calling for an investigation into and the immediate resignation of Cook County State Attorney Kim Fox. Her office dropped 16 felony charges filed against actor Jussie Smollett, who was accused of hiring two men to stage a hate crime attack on himself.
This is about many cases in the Cook County system that have gone unprosecuted or having charges reduced.
Chicago Police Union President Kevin Graham. Officials rejecting a teenager's claim that he's an Illinois boy who disappeared in 2011 when he was six. The FBI says DNA testing ruled out the teen as being Timothy Pitson. This is Fox News.
This is Ted Koppel with Future News. On this day in the year 2020, dudes who went to the midnight screenings of Star Trek will still be wondering what the female anatomy feels like.
Okay. Just an old thing. Found it, thought I'd play it. 503, we hope the family of the call for Dottica Knight's War Eagle enjoyed it. And I'm about to reboot.
Reboot?
The Predictathon. The Duncan and Son Predictathon, a chance to win a $250 credit at any of Don's three locations. These predictions, if we have to draw for a winner, you'll be in the second group, but at least you'll have a chance to predict a score in the game. If somebody hits it on the head, this is Saturday afternoon's game, by the way, and if they win, and I think they will, we'll have an even bigger prize for the Monday night contest in the NCAA basketball championship. Let's go back to them afternoon baseball scores, Joey.
Oh, yeah, a lot of action going on out there.
That's right. The Athletics have come back, and now they're over to Red Sox 7-3. The Yankees, on opening day in Baltimore, are now taking a 5-4 lead.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, the Yankees have been so dominant for so long, I could really give a cripple crab a crutch about them. I said it.
I can't even say it.
That was actually brilliant. I'm just sort of digesting it at the moment. All right, mixed bag of the markets today. Brett McDonald's going to explain what all that means. I just saw another funny meme come in.
Another meme?
Yeah, standing in front of Mount Rushmore, and look whose face is carved in there. That would be... God, can you imagine anything that would make liberal heads explode?
They poof everywhere.
It's too bad somebody doesn't have the technology to go up there and carve it in overnight when nobody's looking.
Yeah.
I would love to see that.
It would be funny.
At 4 minutes after 5 o'clock.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. Upscale, elegant, clean, and odor-free. It's not the Waldorf. It's a luxury portable restroom from Formal Outings. Perfect outdoor facilities for all occasions. Visit formaloutings.com.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic heading in a little bit closer to the 5 o'clock rush hour, and we have a couple of accidents to tell you about. We have both of them around East Chase. The first one is on Taylor Road at East Chase Parkway. There's an accident right there. And if you go on the other side of East Chase, there's an accident at Boyd Cooper Parkway and Chantilly Parkway. That one is an accident with injury, so look out for the emergency vehicles there. If you're on I-65, there's a slowdown around the Northern Boulevard. It's just a kind of a come-and-go thing. We don't see an accident, but watch out when you get up there. If you're on I-85, it's slow all the way through the downtown area, and then again out at East Chase between Taylor Road and Chantilly Parkway. Watch out for the usual slowdowns on the boulevard around Detroit Highway, also at Vaughan Road, I-85, and the Atlanta Highway. Watch out in the rain, slow it down just a little bit, and let's be careful. On the ground and in the air, Haynes Ambulance is serving Central Alabama. Haynes Ambulance, serving you and those you love. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
If you get hurt in a car wreck and the insurance company offers you a tiny check, say no. Call the Vance Law Firm now.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
And your local news at 5:06.
Hello, I'm Ellis Askew from CBS 8 and ABC 32. Two lottery bills are up for a public hearing in the legislature. State Senator Jim McClendon wants to start a lottery that would also allow for video lottery terminals at dog tracks. But Senator Greg Albritton has his own bill to start a lottery that would only allow paper tickets. If a lottery bill makes it through the legislature, it would have to go to a statewide vote. Today was Higher Education Day at the State House. More than 700 students traveled from 14 different public universities. The students and staff members presented their concerns and issues today to the state legislature. Montgomery police are investigating a shooting that left one teenager injured. His injuries are said to be life-threatening. The shooting happened just after 11 o'clock in the 2800 block of Mallory Street near Lee High School. As a precaution, Lee High School was placed on lockdown. No word on any arrest, and the shooting is under investigation. Those are your news headlines. I'm Ellis Eskew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Stay weather aware for the next few days. It's going to be a very active pattern with more showers and thunderstorms through tonight. A couple of the storms could be strong. We'll be watching that, and our weather app will keep you on top of that. Our low temperature tonight drops to about 61. Tomorrow and Saturday, more scattered showers and thunderstorms becoming likely, actually both days. High temperature near 80 on Friday, low 80s on Saturday, and more thunderstorms developing on Sunday, especially late in the day. Some of those could also be strong. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Interested in making some spring renovations? Check out a home equity line of credit from ASE Credit Union. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender. ASE Credit Union, 9 locations, or online at yourasecu.com.
This is Digital Rain Gauge Boy, First Class Greg Bino, reporting that on the Live and Fear Doppler, there is a large sucker hole developing, and what that is, well, Terry, you can see it right here.
A sucker hole is
a rainless area between two large bands of rain, which would tell somebody, saying, well, the rain is over. It's not. It's just that there is a system to the south of the city, basically headed our way with light rain and some thunderstorms. The deeper you get down, closer you get to the Gulf, the nastier the weather is. And then coming in from the west, a second line that also looks like it will brush through, I'd say, about 7:30, 8 o'clock tonight.
Wow.
So we are going to have showers from light to heavy and possibly a thunderstorm, as Rich just told you.
You're getting really good at this.
Oh, shucks. Thanks,
man. Wow.
What if you only needed one company to take on all your technology challenges? Introducing the new CSpire Business, the industry's first full-stack managed solutions provider. Over 500 service professionals, over 8,600 miles of fiber, and the ninth-ranked cloud in the entire world, all into a single managed IT portfolio. The new CSpire Business. Consider IT managed. Learn more at cspire.com/business. CSpire. Customer inspired.
Hey, y'all, Lewis at the Capitol Oyster Bar. We're right down here on this beautiful ever-flowing Alabama River at the Montgomery Marina. We got a lot going on. If you get down here, you'll see construction's going on. We're putting in an RV resort. That's right. We're going to have a campground for you. We got boats for rent down here. That's right. You can get down here and rent you a pontoon boat. All you need is a driver's license and a credit card. We can fix you up with everything else. And we got good food. The Capitol Oyster Bar's been around a long time cooking good food. I got a great staff back there on the grill, cooking up steaks, amberjack, any kind of fish. They're catching in the Gulf. Got the man on the fryer over there frying up them shrimp, oysters, scallops. I know that's some good eating. And every Sunday at 5 o'clock, we're going to bring you some fine entertainment. We'll catch these bands touring through this part of the world. And this week, John Del Toro Richardson's back. Yeah, we've had him for a couple of years now. Back in 2017, he won the Blues Music Award as the best new emerging artist. And now he'll be down here Sunday at 5. Y'all check it out, CapitolOysterBar.com, Facebook page. And get down here soon and come on down here hungry.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
And now, today's Millennial Moment.
My parents keep telling me if I live at home, I have to stop ordering food from DoorDash and Bite Squad. Okay, then let's see if you can bring dinner to my room faster than they do.
That was today's Millennial Moment.
And what do you know?
Join.
Goes out of the room and misses the advice he needs to hear. However, everybody else that's listening, the man with great advice for you on your money, we call him Mr. Right on the Money. Brant.
Yeah, baby.
McDonald. How are you, sir?
Hey, Greg. I'm doing great. I'm doing really great. you know, as a matter of fact, just gearing up for the weekend. I'm
in
Minneapolis.
Are you going?
I am. And, you know, listen, I tell you what. This is one of those things Mm-hmm. It's a once in a lifetime opportunity.
Amen.
This is the Final Four, potential national championship.
Oh, yeah.
You just can't miss it. So
no, Brent, you know, and unfortunately I didn't know you in the 80s, but when the first night game at Wrigley Field was played on 8-8-88, guess who spent a grand for tickets and airfare?
You did.
I had to be there. You know, I know the feeling. And if you can do it, great.
More power to you.
But well, I'm glad the Cubs got their lights in now because I couldn't do that today.
That's right.
Because I didn't know you in the 80s. I wish I had.
I know. Unfortunate for both of them, but no, I'm excited about it. I'm taking two of my children. Wow. They're super excited, and the wonderful thing is, throughout this whole process, as you know, I was at Barron's Conference. Just so happened, Auburn got seated out there in Salt Lake.
Right.
So I was with my beautiful wife, two of my children there, and got to go to two games. Then went to Kansas City with my beautiful wife. And another child and my father, and now I get to do the same with two of my other children. So,
by the way, when Brant uses the term "my beautiful wife," let me just describe her in one sound effect or less.
Hey, it's true. I have to say,
I'm the only guy that can do that. You see, I got these handy devices here that can take the words right out of my mouth.
Right.
So that's
and the
so
thing
awesome.
Is, yeah, we're not being facetious.
No.
But anyway, no, so we're going to do that. And so I won't talk to you again until Monday. And by Monday, we will know whether they did indeed beat Virginia or not.
Yeah. I think they will.
Greg,
I think they will. I think they'll beat Virginia.
I really do. I have a feeling that we can beat that that team, the number one seed. They're a great team. If we can do that, then I'm going to be extremely nervous because I think Michigan State and Texas Tech are both really dangerous teams to play. So,
well,
anyway, we'll see. We'll see what happens.
Look, they played a team they had lost to twice, won by a wide margin. And under far more high-pressured circumstances, won in overtime. This is this team, I don't know if Cinderella is the right word, but team of destiny.
There you go.
I think that term fits.
It really is true.
And how boring sports would be if there wasn't some team that wasn't around to prove all the experts wrong once in a while. That you really don't know. Hey, the number that came out today, of course, the media is all over it because they want to praise President Trump. U.S. weekly jobless claims dropped to the lowest level since 1969.
I know. Isn't that incredible? All these job numbers have really been great. I mean, just absolutely great. And tomorrow we're going to get more numbers out. That comes from the Bureau of Labor Statistics, the official jobs numbers. And again, you can't get hung up on one-month report. They may be a little bit below estimates only because ADP numbers yesterday were that way. But don't worry about that. That's not a trend. You have to sort of look at the trends over the course of a year, and then you really get an idea of what is truly going on in the job market. And the bottom line is, you know, I'm just telling you, the average consumer out there is extremely excited over what has happened under Trump on so many levels. I mean, if you think about it, number one, job security. Mm-hmm. They're not only job security, they know that they're not going to get fired unless there's some egregious act. But number two, they now have the upper hand. Labor has the upper hand over corporate America.
Yep.
Those employees know they're getting a better offer across the street from the competition.
That's how you raise wages.
And you're seeing wages go up. And it just kills me because you see these companies. How many times have we seen over and over these companies coming out saying, oh, we're going to raise our own minimum wage.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes them look like they're some sort of martyr or whatever, you know, when in fact the reality is they can't afford to lose the talent.
Right.
Because they know they're going to.
Mm-hmm.
This is what happens when you operate in true free market capitalistic systems. The natural marketplace takes over, and you don't need some congresswoman or a person from somewhere trying to force minimum wage.
You mean like a bartender from New York, for example?
Right. That's exactly right.
What a nitwit. You know, she's, she's complaining because a croissant costs $7 at JFK, not realizing that their minimum wage is $19 at that airport.
Uh-huh.
So they got to charge $7 for a croissant to pay the minimum wage in what's basically like a little fast food stop at a restaurant. They're so stupid.
That's exactly right. No, it's true. It's absolutely true. And this is the kind of thing that you see happen when you're in a strong economy and there's competition for labor. The average worker out there knows they've got the upper hand. And I promise you, if the next presidential election was held tomorrow, Trump would go through with flying colors. Only because of the old adage, and we know what it is, it's the economy stupid.
Yep.
And that's it. It was true then, it's true today, it's not going to change.
No.
But I will say this, I do want to say this, because I absolutely believe that all of this is going to translate to higher productivity, higher wages, higher corporate profits. Corporate America is coming back. They're much more competitive in terms of the global landscape. And yeah, sure, you may have months here and there where the markets are down or whatever, or there's some big thing that we need to be concerned about. I get that. But in terms of the long-term trajectory, I am extremely bullish of the long-term for the United States and for U.S. equities in a large part. So we continue to be quite bullish, notwithstanding the fact that we could see short-term dips in the market. That's only natural.
Mm-hmm. The point you made a few minutes ago that I wanted to touch on, and I think it's fundamental to decisions all of us make when we're contemplating the purchase of something. Like when we went to Jack Ingram, we wanted to upgrade cars for Roz and show. We weren't driving right, we just wanted to get into something different. And at no time did I doubt the wisdom of that, A, because then it was getting a good deal, but B, I don't feel any concern if you're, what if this, because if you're in that kind of environment, you shouldn't do anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when economies tank, because people are afraid. And when you remove fear from the consumer's end of the equation, they'll go to Adams Motorsports and get the jet ski they've thought about for years. Because they have a strong sense that things are going to be good for a long time to come. And it takes time to build that. And I cannot believe that one political party is totally dedicated to destroying that.
No, I tell you what, one day, you know, I wish we had enough time that I could really sort of dive deep and help everyone out there listening to us understand the sheer impact of what has happened under Trump. We touch on little bits and pieces of it, and it all sounds good from a soundbite standpoint. And I think we all nod our head and say, yeah, I get that. But if you really, really look, and it would probably take an hour or two, unfortunately, if you really look at what's going on, everything goes back, in my mind, to the corporate tax issue. When you look at the sheer impact, the scale of what has happened under the corporate tax reduction, in terms of the shift of balance of payments and the transfer of payments on a global scale, we no longer, the U.S. taxpayer in the United States of America no longer subsidizes almost half of the rest of the world out there. We no longer subsidize their economy because our tax rate is lower than theirs. And that's why you're seeing the rest of the world struggle mightily. You know, and we talk about this, I've been mentioning this, that the rest of the world is having issues where the United States continues to sort of percolate right along, and everyone goes, scratches their head and says, why is this happening? Well, it was pretty simple. It's because money is leaving those countries and coming back to America. That has to do with tax rates. And when that money comes back, not just foreign money, but repatriation of corporate profits that have been held overseas and all the rest of it, then you see American workers going back to work, you see money coming back to America, you see investment in property, plant, and equipment across the landscape in this country. That is why I'm very emboldened about the long term. This is going to continue to pay dividends over the next 5 to 6 years. So
this is the kind of conversation I remember gosh, for all those lean years in the previous presidency, waiting for, hoping that this type of economy would come back, and it takes certain principles to make it happen. We had no way of knowing that there would be this upset presidential election, and somebody who knows how to create and grow money would have a chance to make that work for all of us. And for me, I always told my daughter, I said, I wish, I hope that there'll be a time like the 80s where everything just kept getting better and better and better. And it wasn't because people were getting handouts or freebies. It was the way it worked. And talent was in demand, and people would pay for it, just like you said. You got a skilled employee. They have the leverage now. It's not the, you don't need unions and government rules and regulations. You need an economy like this to give people the best possible deal they can have as an employee. And it's got to destroy the Democrats because they're all based on the rest of the crap.
If no, they don't have a chance.
If you would
as
like
long
to,
as the economy's strong, it's going to be, I don't feel collapsed.
Brad McDonald and the team at McDonald Hagen Wealth Management would love the chance to talk to you about you and your family's economy and how they can help you grow your money and plan for your future. Call 387-0094. Make an appointment to see Brad and meet the team he's put together at McDonald Hagen and talk about your future. A year from now, 10, 20, down the line, think big, think ahead, and become managerial about your money. 387-0094. Brad, travel safely. Anything breaks, give us a holler, okay?
Definitely will. One way or the other, we'll talk Monday from Minnesota.
And,
there you go, buddy.
I love it. I love it. All right.
Catch you later.
See you guys.
The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The opinions expressed in this material do not necessarily reflect the views of LPL Financial. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management, registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
We were talking about bosoms earlier.
Yes, yes, we were.
We're going to go back to that topic, but for a different reason.
I'm finally, it's finally. We're actually talking about something I think about.
Ain't it a shame?
Yeah.
I'm almost here 14 years, and we've been talking about everything but.
I know.
Well, but too.
Well, I think about that, too, yeah.
Here's Billy.
Greg, how y'all doing today?
Yeah. We're just three boobs up here blathering away.
Yep.
There you go. So, not long ago, just got off speaking with a gentleman that, y'all know, today is the deadline that farmers could file for this new hemp law or hemp provision that allow these farmers to actually start growing hemp. Hmm. And today was the deadline for it, and I was talking with a gentleman who is renting a facility to a little company. And Auburn University is going to be assisting them and extracting the chemicals out of this to, I don't know what it would be used for, but that being said, my question is to both of y'all, what's y'all's take on a marijuana bill eventually coming on the floor for us to vote on?
I think what we first need to do is get out of the 19th century or even 20th, and recognize the medicinal benefits of marijuana so that people for whom that's the only option don't have to go to drug dealers to get their medication. I've seen it happen over and over and over again. Then as far as recreational, I don't know. I don't need it, but at this point, I think you're seeing, as always, Alabama's going to be last to benefit from the kind of trends that produce revenue and tax dollars without having to actually ask us for like 10 cents more at the pump. Beyond that, where's the lottery? Right. I keep hearing we have clean bills. When are they going to vote on them, or is this just another illusion from Goat Hill?
Billy, I think the war on pot has been long lost. The people are still fighting it, and it's not necessarily about the virtues of cannabis. It's about failed government policies that haven't met their own goals and their own standards they set. You can go, and there's a booming black market in the stuff. So I would be for, I think there's a medical marijuana bill making the rounds in committee right now in this session. I'd be for that, though the devil's always in the details. I would be for full recreational legalization, especially if you keep any sort of crony deal out of it where certain people get the rights to grow it. Though this is the state of Alabama, I won't hold my breath.
Exactly.
I know.
I'm for freedom in this regard, and then we can have some common sense, you know, regulations on, you know, obviously kids shouldn't be allowed to have their hands on it, these sorts of things. Obviously, you're going to have to deal with employers and their own standards and insurance qualifications. There's the whole problem with right now there's not access to the federal banking system because it's still illegal at the national level. It's complicated, but I generally am for freedom and think it would be a good idea.
Well, I do know the strike that was used against the states out west, like Oregon, California, that the crime rate was going to explode. And I think that through studies that this has been passed, that seems to be the opposite.
Yeah, and it depends on the study you look at.
I smoked pot almost daily for 2.5 years back in the late 70s, and I never felt like committing a crime.
Right. It depends. There's right now what's going on is the competing studies crap. People find correlations where they want to find them.
Yeah. Exactly.
So I think there needs to be more time. In general, I think it's a lot like alcohol prohibition. It would be better if you got rid of the prohibition.
Really good topic. We got to run. We appreciate your call at 527. Let's see how the rain's affecting the roads. We got Rich's updated forecast, and then we're back. Wait a minute, let me just see. That's a magic signal. Rain will begin around 5:49, continuing over the next few hours. And we have had, at my rain gauge, a fifth of an inch.
Yeah.
0.21 this afternoon.
0.21.
And then we'll get back to talk.
Montgomery Skywatch, traffic rolling on through the 5 o'clock hour, and things are slow on the interstates, and that's probably a good thing with all the wet streets out there. We have a delay starting around the downtown area headed north on 65. It will break free just before you get to Highway 143, and you'll get on your way in good time. I-85 is crowded both directions in the downtown area, so watch out there. And you also will see a delay when you get around the boulevard. It's going to slow down all the way out to Chantilly Parkway. If you're on the boulevard itself, it is really crowded around the Troy Highway area. Vaughn Road, I-85, and the Atlanta Highway. So watch out. Make sure your headlights are on and look out for the traffic around you. Festival Plaza is the center of shopping for East Montgomery with a bright, fresh new look. Shop the Comic Shop, Alabama River Region Ballet, and more. There at the corner of Taylor and Vaughn, another great McClinton & Company development. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Not every crash has to have an unhappy ending when the tiger's on your side. Call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Stay weather aware for the next few days. It's going to be a very active pattern with more showers and thunderstorms through tonight. A couple of the storms could be strong. We'll be watching that, and our weather app will keep you on top of that. Our low temperature tonight drops to about 61. Tomorrow and Saturday, more scattered showers and thunderstorms becoming likely, actually both days. High temperature near 80 on Friday, low 80s on Saturday, and more thunderstorms developing on Sunday, especially late in the day. Some of those could also be strong. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
What's getting in the way of you living your best life, your prime life? Visit Prime South Bank and you'll find the service and tools for you to enjoy a prime life. From free checking to the perks of personal attention, Prime South Bank is ready to serve you in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, Montgomery, and online. Member FDIC.
Mr. Sandman.
Spring is here, my favorite time of the year, except there's no football, it's still too cold to swim, pollen. Okay, maybe it's not my favorite season, but it is a great time to buy a new mattress. My new lineups are coming in with introductory sale prices on products you won't see anywhere else in this area. Memory foams, latex, hybrids, and plain old mattresses are in stock. We still have many nice closeouts and floor samples at crazy low prices, including some Serta, Jameson, and Restonic sets. We also have a number of adjustable base floor samples discounted. A large selection of headboards and beds are on sale. Come to the store that actually tells you the price, not the payment for 5, 6, or 8 years. We have no interest financing with approved credit, but we have many nice mattress sets you can afford to pay for. Thick queen mats from $249, kings from $299. King adjustable bases from $299 while supplies last. Twin mattresses started only $99. We're open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday with a huge inventory on hand on the Atlanta Highway in Montgomery and on Highway 14 in Millbrook, across from the Dollar General. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be 4 times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
This is Frank Bertarelli with Bert's Tackle Box, located in Wetumpka, Alabama. We'd like to take this time to thank Blue Water Broadcasting for their help in getting the name out of Bert's Tackle Box to the community. Thanks again, Blue Water Broadcasting, for all your great support and friendship.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Montgomery area helpwanted.com presents the world's worst boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Listen up, everybody. I'm happy to say that our office will be doing a winter coat drive.
Oh, I think I have something.
Actually, they just need men's coats in a size medium, preferably light blue.
What charity is this exactly?
The None of Your Business Foundation.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Ugh, these mosquitoes are eating me alive. And this repellent isn't working.
Then you need all new Skrillex.
Skrillex? That sounds familiar. Is that a bug spray?
No. Skrillex mosquito repellent harnesses the power of dubstep music.
Oh my gosh. I hate dubstep.
And so do pesky mosquitoes. Press the button and try it yourself.
Wow! It's driving all the mosquitoes away.
Studies show that when Skrillex is playing, mosquitoes stop biting and have less sex. It's like the exact opposite of a rave.
Can you make it stop now?
But it's not just mosquitoes. Skrillex drives away flies, roaches, birds, dogs, the elderly, deadheads, and pretty much any organism with a sense of hearing.
Can you make it stop now?
This insect season, replace the DEET with a BEAT. Skrillex Insect Repellent. Look for the picture of a guy who kind of looks like Corey Feldman with a bad haircut on the can.
Shut it off!
Through the thousands of files. And that's just an old favorite from the mid to late early 60s. Who remembers the name of that band?
No idea.
Five Americans.
Oh, okay.
Americans celebrating the telegraph.
Yeah.
And for those of you who don't go back quite as far as I do, before there was texting and instant messaging and email and all that,
There was the telegram,
and more often than not, the telegram man at the door meant bad news.
Mm. Oh, God. Yeah. World War II, yeah.
Mm. That, it was
showing up at the door with those letters. And
Yeah, you think about it. We talk about what those times must have been like, but the invention of the telegraph wire must have been a miracle to people then, mm-hmm. because they could send messages between cities in an instant.
Yeah, like the semaphores were, you know, in Europe. In semaphore stations.
Oh, yeah.
I think things have changed, though, more, say, in the last 20 years. Phone comes around, a fixed phone in the wall, even a party phone, like a party line. I don't think that... I'll put it this way. I have uncles, my parents, who, you know, went to college in the 80s, and, you know, when you made a date, for instance, mm-hmm. or it could be, you know, you're going out to hang out with your friends, you had to actually make plans.
Yeah.
And stick with them. You couldn't just text, be like, hey, where are you at? Or, oh, I don't feel like it anymore. Or in constant communication. You actually had to think things through and rely on people.
It's funny to me, like, to watch old shows that are trying to be future shows, like Star Trek.
Yeah.
It's weird to me to watch Kirk have to walk over and touch a button to answer when they page him. You know, Captain Kirk, he has to find one of those little communicator things. Boop, hit the button. I guess they didn't anticipate... wireless stuff and all that.
When I watched a recent Next Generation episode where they go back in time by accident and encounter the original Enterprise with Kirk, and they actually superimpose scenes. They do. What's the one with the furry things?
Tribbles.
The trouble with Tribbles.
It was that episode that they kind of spliced in the Next Generation cast.
I love it.
And they were kind of pointing out like the comm system wasn't on their vest or on their suit. It was the actual thing you're holding. And
somebody who may be listening sent me a meme with Captain Kirk and Leonard Nimoy. It was a Star Trek thing, and they photoshopped. It was really funny. Maybe it's in my Facebook Messenger.
Tom Nix sent me a takeoff on the Twilight Zone called the Cattywampus Zone. Twilight for the South. It's great. Brilliant little short video.
Let me see if I can find that. In fact, this troublemaker here may have sent it. Sometimes you scroll by something.
Oh, my. That looks like fun.
I just saw a picture of the Clintons, and Bill is saying to Hillary, Happy President's Day, and she's saying, F you. That was pretty funny.
Let me see, she didn't get to cash her chip in. She's still upset about that.
Oh, God. And she's still running around in her hospital gown. Get over it. Oh, look at the cute little... He crashed his bike.
Oh, I don't get it.
Do I have time to put an adorable cat video in?
Sure.
I think you do.
You know, as far as those shows like Star Trek and the others that are trying, even today, as modern as we are, with enjoying so many things that weren't envisioned in those TV shows 50 years ago, what about 50 years from now? We're going to seem very primitive, I think.
Well, are we ever going to get a flying car? Because that's what we always saw on those old shows. Flying cars. We don't have flying cars yet.
Actually, that's something Joe Rogan constantly... He had Elon Musk on. He's like, what about a flying car? And Elon actually went through the science and explained there's all sorts of problems with flying cars.
Yeah.
I mean, you might get, like, really cool helicopter-type devices, but...
They have those.
Like, imagine a city like New York City with things that are, you know, a ton flying over you.
No.
And if it malfunctions...
Yeah, they can't drive on clearly marked roads now. So
that's the problem. That would have to be like jet skiing. You can't jet ski on dry land.
No.
So you'd need a space where you could go fly your car.
True.
Where you would be at the... risk with all the other car flyers. But here's a throwback from Star Trek that I love hearing every now and then.
When you were in a beam down on the planet, okay, for the last time in episode 25, uh-huh. I was wondering, like, when you left your quarters for the last time and you opened up your safe, what was the combination?
I don't know. I mean, it's been a long time. I don't know that.
Okay.
You know, before I answer any more questions, there's something I wanted to say. I having received all your letters over the years, and I've spoken to many of you, and some of you have traveled, you know, hundreds of miles to be here, I'd just like to say, get a life, will you? I mean, for crying out loud, it's just a TV show. I mean, look at you. Look at the way you're dressed.
You've turned an enjoyable little job that I did as a lark for a few years into a colossal waste of time. I mean, how old are you people? What have you done with yourselves? You must be almost 30. Have you ever kissed a girl?
I was wrong earlier. Wasn't Next Generation? It was Deep Space Nine. Somebody messaged me that episode I was talking about, so I'm sorry I was wrong.
You've shamed this entire program.
Oh, my God.
I will say, for Star Trek fans, especially of the original series, the best show that's carried that mantle, in my opinion, is not the new whatever Star Trek sitcom they've got going. It's the Orville, Seth MacFarlane show. It's at times funnier. It's, like, comedic, but they also do episodes that remind me of the early series, where it's like a big philosophical question, or like first contact with a new people or planet. A really great, well-done show. It's probably one of my favorite new shows out there.
I have to check that out. I don't watch many of those.
And it's hilarious, too. Yeah. It's very funny.
Let's say hello to Lisa.
Hey, darling. I got an old joke for you. What were the three ways to communicate in the old days? Telephone, telegraph, tell a woman.
Yeah.
I liked it, and I've heard all those brassiere jokes that you told earlier.
We weren't telling jokes. I was offering.
Well, I do hold a little bit for that, you know, army that you had of the buxom women. I do hold, you know, that might
it's
work.
It's true. Every woman knows this.
I don't believe it's been tested yet.
Well, somebody's got to go.
We're somebody's volunteering.
I'm sure you gentlemen would volunteer. All right, I'm getting off. Bye, y'all. Bye.
Can I run your recruiting office?
It's going to have to be you. We're both married. We can't do it.
Fine, yeah. I'll...
Speaking of boobs, we have a story out of the New York Slimes today. And I'm actually going to applaud the Times for this.
I covered this last night, yes.
A middle school teacher called the principal's office in January over a semi-nude photo that a student had obtained. She was confident the picture would not be of her. The teacher, Laura Miranda, said she never sent a picture like that to a student, and a teachers' union rep who had seen the photograph said it was unclear it was her. What happened next speaks to the debate over workplace rights and gender equality. Basically, what happened was she texted the photo to a guy she was seeing.
Yeah, in 2016.
Who was an adult.
Who was also a teacher at the district at the time, now her ex.
So he...
out of meanness.
He betrays that. I'm sorry, I don't care how mad you are at somebody. If you have a photo like that and you're not with that person anymore, doing that is lower than scum.
Yes,
I agree.
And I don't think she should be fired because she did what a motivated woman in love might do for a guy who wanted something like that.
Well, and I think they're in one of these meetings with the administrators. One of them told her that she couldn't teach boys at school because they had lost respect for her. I mean, no way you could teach young middle school, you know, boys going through puberty. And I'm sorry, I would have more respect. I would pay attention in class.
Trust me, there was nobody teaching in my school when I was going through those years.
Really?
That inspired any...
Oh, we had a hot middle school teacher.
We did, too. We had a lot of them.
Well, all my teachers looked like Benjamin and Franklin. They did.
No, we had those, too, but...
Mrs. White. I'll never forget, we had my geometry teacher. She was about 4'10". Or as they say in the accident witness bit, 4 foot nothing. And she was very, very old. Always wore a black dress to school. Had curly white hair, you know, and being the wise ass teenagers where we all thought she was like 80 or 90 years old.
Oh, you Weisenhammers.
And then we were shocked.
Shocked.
When we came to school one day and found out that she was not going to be there because her mother had passed away.
You're thinking, was she like 180?
We were high school students. Yeah, we weren't particularly mature. I'm not laughing at that now.
I am.
Let's. Some of the good news in the world of finance today is that interest rates have not only stabilized, they're dropping some. So again, the opportunity with real estate values being where they are to buy here in the River Region and be guided through the process by somebody like Morris Capuano. How could you say no to an opportunity if you're currently paying rent? That's insane. your landlord gets the first mortgage interest deduction, and you get basically nothing. In fact, one way to invite an IRS audit is to declare part of your rental property for business purposes.
You don't want to do that.
No, that's a red flag. So own, and you don't have to have a ton of money to put down, nor do you have to have a perfect credit record. You just need a guy who knows how to navigate those little obstacles and works with a bank that has programs for people who need those that little bit of extra help, and that's Renaissance Bank. So let Boris get the ball rolling for you on homeownership. Like I said, there are great deals to be had all over the river region. Call them at 409-9300. That's 409-9300 for Morris Capuano and Renaissance Bank. They are an equal housing lender. And my NMLS number will pop up here in a second. We're having some issues with Microsoft Word for some reason.
I hate when that happens.
I want to make sure I get it right. 402-669 for Morris.
Morris.
At 547, your local news.
Hello, MLSSQ from CBS 8 and ABC 32. Montgomery police are investigating a shooting that left one teenager injured. His injuries are said to be life-threatening. The shooting happened just after 11 o'clock in the 2800 block of Mallory Street near Lee High School. As a precaution, Lee High School was placed on lockdown. No word on any arrest, and the shooting is under investigation. Two lottery bills are up for a public hearing in the legislature. State Senator Jim McClendon wants to start a lottery that would also allow for video lottery terminals at dog tracks. But Senator Greg Albritton has his own bill to start a lottery that would only allow paper tickets. If a lottery bill makes it through the legislature, it would have to go to a statewide vote. Today was Higher Education Day at the State House. More than 700 students traveled from 14 different public universities. The students and staff members presented their concerns and issues today to the state legislature. Those are your news headlines. I'm Ella Seskew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic getting towards the end of the 5 o'clock rush hour, but we're not towards the end of the traffic jams. We have a lot of problems. I-85 is real slow in the downtown area, both north and southbound. The northbound delays continue all the way out almost to Chantilly Parkway, so be patient. Traffic's moving, but it's moving real slow. If you're on I-65, it's slow from the downtown area to just north of the Northern Boulevard, and then the traffic frees up right there and everything's fine. If you're going north on I-65, you'll slow down right after you pass the Pine Level exit because there's an accident at mile marker 190. Traffic on the boulevard seems to be thinning out. We're just back to delays at the traffic lights. No major problems for you, but be careful. Turn your headlights on and watch out for the other traffic. Invisible Fence has great indoor and outdoor systems to protect your pet and make your relationship more enjoyable. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Injured in a wreck? We don't get paid until you get paid. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made, but the quality of legal services should be performed as greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
All right, let's visit with Randall on the phone on News Talk 93.1 FM at 549.
Good evening, good evening.
Hey, Randall, how are you, sir? Thanks for coming to Bomb Hours last night. It was always a pleasure to see you there.
Man, that was it's enjoyable. It's so good to be around nice folks. You know, man, it is people who love you and want to give you a hug and sit out and ask you how your day was. You know, so and to that point, I forgot why the heck I called. For real, just went that point that quick. Golly, oh well.
What were we talking about earlier? You want to go back on hold for a minute? Maybe he'll come to you.
What was y'all talking about earlier?
Blues.
A little bit of everything.
A lot of booze.
I heard the booze. Yeah, we're gonna end. Yeah, about ending the war. Yeah, I've been here. Man, that ain't why I called. But anyway, I love y'all, man, and I'm enjoying the show. And I didn't get to tell Jason yesterday, but happy birthday, Jason, man.
Jason Sorensen, yes, he was our celebrant at Bomb Hours last night.
Man, and that cake. Oh my goodness,
that was they good.
What you talking, y'all? Man, you
I
went
had a piece
and missed
when I went home. And some cake too.
Oh, yeah, I brought some, man. And them gooey fries, I can't get off of them, man. And I ordered extra bacon, and it's on. That's why I just said extra bacon and the gooey fries. You don't need nothing else, but, you know, it's always nice to have something. But anyway, all right, I love y'all, man. Y'all can come to Bomb Hour. All right, we'll see.
All righty. Well said. Steve.
Hey, how are we doing this afternoon?
You know.
Well, Greg, the reason I called is I wanted to comment about that little ditty you did a few minutes ago about that female teacher in New York City.
Yes.
I saw her in an interview on Fox last night. Mm-hmm. She is a doll baby.
Yeah, she's very hot.
Oh, yeah. And just so you know, I think I'm a few years older than you, but when I was in high school, we had a Spanish teacher that the only reason I took Spanish, which I didn't learn a single phrase the entire year, was because I had the most god-awful crush on her you could ever imagine. I mean, she was a little cutie. All right, so you guys take care. Have a wonderful afternoon, and we will see you later.
You too. No, unfortunately, my scholastic failures, none of them can be blamed because my teacher was too hot for me to concentrate. In fact, Mrs. Palermo, who was my high school Spanish teacher for two long years, hola, Isabel, ¿dónde está la biblioteca? El accidente de Enrique. Did I trill my R for you nicely?
That was a nice trill, Greg.
You know what? She looked, I'm not exaggerating, Mrs. Palermo had a face like Maxine Waters, incapable of smiling.
Oh,
what?
My.
That was Randall calling back. What he wanted to talk about was flying cars. There was some stuff out there.
Oh, man.
We needed a pilot's license.
We'll do flying cars tomorrow.
Okay.
Because the world is good. Hey, how about this? The Yankees finished the comeback, Joey. I'd lost all faith, and here they went 8-4 over the Orioles.
My God, they're broken in half!
And we're down to the drama here. Two outs. It's the top of the ninth inning. Boston's got to score 4 to get back in the game with Oakland.
Yeah, and if they lose, it doesn't matter much. It's early.
Well, it probably matters.
It matters in a way. Like, it might break a few people's hearts.
It's not going to wipe out the dinosaurs matter.
People don't have anything better to do but watch baseball.
Hey, what's on Clearing the Air tonight? Oh, much beloved and glorious Terry Adams at 7:30.
I'm going to get into some of the correspondence I've had with people around the world about the veil tearing and everything that's going on, you know, what's happening on the planet, basically. I'm a big picture kind of guy.
Are you a believer, though, in occasional cortex's theory that the planet's going to end in 12 years no matter what we do?
I think it's going to end, but it's not going to be with anything we do. Something's going to happen,
Totally. I mean, look.
We're running out of time.
Yeah, every day that passes brings us closer to that type of an event.
Yeah, it's coming. I do believe that.
I just hope it doesn't happen until I finish paying for my car.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at Independent Glass. co.com.
Are you tired of exposing your retirement to stock market risk? How would you like to participate in stock market gains but never stock market losses? Join Hintz Ellis to find out how this Saturday at 10 a.m. for the Retirement and Income Radio Show on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
The United States Air Force Academy Band from Colorado Springs presents My Country, Tis of Thee at the Riverwalk Amphitheater in Montgomery, Alabama on Friday, April 12th at 7:30 p.m. This family-friendly event will feature the concert band in a program that highlights musical diversity and represents the excellence of our men and women in uniform. The concert is free and open to the public. No tickets are required for this event, and seating is open for general admission.
I'm the CEO of a business with a big computer network. Now, I'm not a computer guy, but I need to make sure that my network runs flawlessly day in and day out. When the network goes down, so do we, and we rely on Bachelor Technologies. They monitor my network 24/7. They know issues before I do, and they fix them. When there's a failure, Bachelor is on it. Bachelor Technologies worries about my network, so I don't have to. Learn more at wearebt.com. Bachelor Technology.
April 4th is Tell a Lie Day. I'm celebrating by having dinner with Queen Elizabeth and riding giraffes on the private island I purchased with my Mega Millions jackpot. I hope you have a terrible Tell a Lie Day.
All right, lots of light, mostly light for now. Heavier later, rain on the radar. Let's get one more update on traffic before we turn it over to the Joey Clark Radio Hour. Well,
Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic getting towards the end of the 5 o'clock rush hour, but we're not towards the end of the traffic jams. We have a lot of problems. I-85 is real slow in the downtown area, both north and southbound. The northbound delays continue all the way out almost to Chantilly Parkway, so be patient. Traffic's moving, but it's moving real slow. If you're on I-65, it's slow from the downtown area to just north of the Northern Boulevard, and then the traffic frees up right there and everything's fine. If you're going north on I-65, you'll slow down right after you pass the Pine Level exit because there's an accident at mile marker 190. Traffic on the boulevard seems to be thinning out. We're just back to delays at the traffic lights. No major problems for you, but be careful. Turn your headlights on and watch out for the other traffic. Invisible Fence has great indoor and outdoor systems to protect your pet and make your relationship more enjoyable. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
The Vance Law Firm has helped thousands of people get the money they deserve. Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made, but the quality of the services to be performed is greater than the quality of the services provided by the lawyers.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. Well, the curtain falls too early, so they say.
Tonight, it's the much beloved and glorious.
Oh my God!
Prime Minister of Playtime, Terry Adams, with clearing the air. I'm back in the morning with Jay Scott, Emily Hayes, and Rich Thomas.
Adios, muchacho.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Joey, this is where you take over.
News, I'm Rich Dennison. President Trump backing off his threat to immediately close the nation's southern border. The president now says he'll first impose tariffs on cars produced in Mexico to urge the Mexican government to help reduce the flow of migrants and drugs into the U.S.
The penalty of tariffs on cars coming into the United States from Mexico at 25% will be massive.
The president says if tariffs won't work, he could still close the border. The family of a boy who disappeared 8 years ago is heartbroken after the FBI says DNA evidence rejects a young man's claim that he's Timothy Pitson and had escaped from his captors. Kara Jacobs, the missing boy's aunt, says the family still hopes to find